Comcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. We're joined today by Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Oh, I don't know. I've been seeing these things come across my emails, and they say self-control on them. So I'm automatically just blowing it every time I get one of those emails. And you're the one sending them to me. That's what we have to make the connection. You've got such a deep faith in food to fuel your health newsletter. I get that every week. I want to encourage everybody to sign up for that because it is a free service. Before we start asking you questions today, and I've got some questions from listeners, I want to mention, just tell people a little bit about you. Nourish Nutrition Counseling is a unique practice as it is client-based. Clients determine their level of commitment, success, and reward with the registered dietitian. That would be Jennifer. She gives you guidance on what to eat and how to do things. Clients will engage in a unique program that focuses on nutrition, considers activity, I guess that would be like working out and that kind of thing, life balance, mindfulness, spiritual life, and setting goals with reward. Jennifer, what I'm most blessed by is that you really do have a biblical perspective as you try to encourage people and their health.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we forget that all aspects of our life should be influenced by our faith, and nutrition is no different. And so I think sometimes we put different parts of our lives in, you know, compartments, and really it all needs to go together, right? And the Bible needs to influence everything that we do, and that includes how we feed our bodies.
Amen. So we're thinking about eating healthy, and maybe we've kind of been doing it partly, but we break down and have a bag of Lay's potato chips, or we hit Mickey D's a few too many times. But what resources do we find on your website when we go to it, nourishnutritioncounseling.com, to help us eat more healthy?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I started my website a little over 3 years ago. Well, actually, before I had an actual website, I had a blog. And I started it because a lot of my patients and clients would ask me, you know, what's a good cookbook? What do you recommend? And the truth is, I didn't really have one cookbook that I really liked. And so what I started to do was I started to put together recipes that, you know, are overall healthy, nutritious. There's a variety of ingredients and foods on there. And so I started putting together this recipe library, and it just sort of grew into my now website. And so there's a ton of recipes on there. These are all things that I eat, that my family eats. You know, so people, when I meet people and I tell them I'm a registered dietitian, you know, they're often slightly afraid of me.
They think you're going to have us eating bean sprouts is what they think.
Yeah, or something crazy, you know, that they've heard of that's good for you. They think that's what I eat all the time. But really the truth is I eat pretty normal food, and I really do try to make it healthy for my family. I try to do a good variety, but I don't eat perfectly. And I think my recipes on my website reflect that. There are some, you know, desserts and things on there. I think a couple months ago, it might have been around the start of football season, actually, I posted a jalapeno popper recipe. So, you know, not everything is 100%, you know, whatever people want to call it, perfect eating. But they're all really good. They're simple recipes. They're ingredients that you can find. And it's, like I said, it's how my family and I eat. And also, along with the recipes, I do a little writing on there as well with some articles, you know, just connecting nutrition to the Bible. So, for example, one of my last articles that I wrote was called Pushing Away Idols to Refocus on God's Glory. And so just looking at a couple of common idols that we see that are related to health and nutrition and body image and some of those things. And so that's always fun. I really love writing. And so on my website, I get to do, you know, short little articles that I really feel can help people.
And I'm looking at your website right now. It's nourishnutritioncounseling.com. And you have some buttons, menu items on the top. It says, welcome, about, work with Jen, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Helpful tools is where you will find all these just amazing recipes. I've probably printed up at least 30 of them. I punch holes, a little three-hole punch, put them in a notebook, and I've got them in the kitchen so that I can follow those. They print out really nice and neat on an 8.5 by 11 sheet. Tells you all the ingredients, and they are very good. I'm probably not as good as preparing them as you are, though.
Well, I don't know. My goal is hopefully with all the recipes that, you know, I'm writing exactly what I do. So hopefully it turns out, you know, similar or the same.
I do have to confess something. Today my voice is a little bit different because I spent the morning yelling at basketball players over at Hope. And this is what happens to your voice when you yell too much. So I'm sorry. It sounds a little deeper, but I don't know. I've got to be careful about that kind of stuff. Jennifer, let's talk a little bit about your faith and your Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health newsletter. And when people sign up for that, you're not selling their email addresses or soliciting them. You are basically just giving them really valuable information. And I mentioned earlier that you're not in the middle, but you're near the end of your self-control series. We're going to talk about the details of that. But tell us generally about your Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health newsletter.
Yeah, I do a variety of topics, and I try to keep it short and sweet. You know, I know people don't have a lot of time, a lot of extra time, and so, you know, my goal is to get a little bit of nutrition knowledge in there. You know, the self-control series has been very, very focused on the Bible and the fruit of the spirit of self-control. And so we've really looked a lot at that. So some of my series are a little more Bible-based. Some of them are a little more nutrition-based. I try to mix it up a little bit. Earlier in the year, we did a veggie challenge. So that was really fun. That was something that was a little more nutrition-based rather than Bible-based. But I always, always put a Bible verse of the week or a couple verses in there that just relate to, you know, keeping the right mindset about how we treat our bodies and how we feed our bodies with good nutrition. And so there's a Bible verse of the week. There's usually a little nutrition something, and then there's a challenge every week. So my goal is, you know, if people don't necessarily need to meet with me one-on-one, or maybe they don't have the finances to meet with me one-on-one, this is a really good way to sort of stay connected and to keep your mind on the things that matter and the way that God would want us to be thinking about these things. And so, like you said, it's free. I don't sell your email or anything. You can even unsubscribe at any time, although I haven't had very many people do that. I really feel like most people enjoy getting those emails every week, and it's just once a week. And, you know, the other thing I encourage people to do is, you know, reach out. I love to hear from people who are reading my newsletter, you know, things that are going really well, things that they have learned about themselves, you know, progress that they have made in changing their healthy behaviors, or, you know, conversely, what are you struggling with? What are you having trouble doing? Do you have any questions? Things like that. I always really encourage people to really participate and reach out to me.
I've mentioned this to you on the program before that I'm the father of 5 children. They're all grown now, and I know you have 2 younger children. I've not been a very good planner about, you know, menus and different things. But since I started printing up your recipes, I have to go get certain ingredients. And I finally figured out, I spent my whole life as a parent going to Costco and buying these massive quantities. I've now figured out, after throwing away a lot of food worth a lot of money because it spoils, that the quantities, I love Costco, but I just can't buy stuff there for one person. So,
right.
You know, but when I, you know, generally I've got, you know, one or two of my kids coming over for dinner or one of my sisters or somebody. And so there's usually, you know, we try to cook for, you know, two to three people. And your menus, your recipes are really good for that. And so I'll lay out maybe three recipes, four recipes. That's as organized I can get as I can get for a 7 day week. Maybe plan four or five meals. And then I just go buy the stuff that I need for those meals. And I'm finding that I'm spending a lot less money and I have a lot fresher ingredients. And I was already going to the store once a week anyway, and it's worked out well.
Yeah, actually, that's one thing I really like to help people do is learn how to meal plan on their own. So, you know, a lot of times people will come to me and they'll ask me for a meal plan. And, you know, I have a meal planning software program that people can use to print out the meal plans if they want. That's on my website too, just by the way, as another resource for people. But what I find is that a lot of times with those already prepared meal plans, you know, there's recipes on there that people don't love. There's ingredients that they're not sure how to find. There's all of these sort of unknowns, and people generally don't do really well with that. And so what I've really discovered is teaching people how to do exactly what you're describing, you know, picking a few recipes a week, making a grocery list, that's really so helpful long term. That really sticks with people. They can pick things they like. And once you get into a routine, it actually doesn't take a whole lot of time. And one of the things that you're doing that I encourage people to do is make a book, make a binder with all the recipes that you have tried that you like and that you know you're going to continue with. And then also make another, maybe a little folder or something of maybe recipes you'd like to try. And so then what you can do is every week pick one, maybe one or two, if you're feeling really adventurous, new recipes to try. And then after you try it, you know, it either makes the cut, right? And it ends up in the binder, or you toss it and you said, well, that wasn't really that great. I probably won't make that again. So that's a really good way to do it, Jim. I'm proud of you that you're putting together your book and you're figuring out what works for you. That's great.
I actually listen to what you teach us on these programs, Jennifer. I do. I really appreciate that.
I know.
Hey, let's talk now about not only the way you make a living, but you are providing all of this free, you know, services to us, but you also have people that you counsel with, and you're a professional nutritionist, and tell us how people work with you at that level.
Yeah, that's a good question. So I do see clients one-on-one, and I also do provide classes. I'm doing those with the YMCA, and I do have one coming up. We can talk about that a little bit later. But my one-on-one clients, you know, they typically, a lot of my clients actually find out about me from this radio show, which is one of the reasons I keep doing it. And I really enjoy it, of course. But if somebody is interested, you know, they'll send me a note, an email, and let me know, you know, what are their goals and what would they like to learn. And that usually gives me an idea of, you know, if I can help this person. And then a lot of times what we'll do is we'll schedule a free, I call it a 20-minute free phone consultation. So just to kind of learn a little bit more about the person and what they're trying to do. And then they get to learn a little bit more about me. And we kind of decide if it will be a good partnership. And then we know we can move forward. So I have counseling packages. Almost all of them are about 3 months in length. So most of my clients commit to 3 months. And then we kind of reevaluate at that point, you know, is that person ready to move on, or do they want to continue for a little while longer? And my one-on-one clients are meeting with me usually 1 to 4 times a month. So it kind of depends on how much support and accountability the person feels like they need. And then I also do a couple of other sort of like extra things. I do some genetic testing, and that's for specifically for nutrition and for nutrition recommendations. And so that one's a really, really great informative test, and it really helps me personalize a nutrition plan for someone. And then I have also been doing a test called a GI map. So that one's really great if anybody has any issues with digestive health, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, even something like just general fatigue. Sometimes we can really learn what's causing that from the GI map test. So I do a variety of services, but my one-on-one clients is really probably the main part of my business.
Well, while you're talking, and I told you at the end of the show, we're going to take calls from listeners, and I'm going to address the emails that I've got. Well, I've gotten two emails since you've joined me on the program. One is about supplements, and one just came in about genetic testing. So we'll hopefully get to those in the fourth segment of our program today. Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, on the phone with us. We'll have her all the way till 2 o'clock. If you do want to call us, please feel free to call us at 338-5790. And we only have one phone line available. Sorry about that. But Jennifer's joining us by phone today, so we may not be able to get all the calls in. But you are also welcome to email me, jim@abqconnect.online, with any questions. And we'll get those to Jennifer as quickly as we can. If we don't get them today, I will make sure Jennifer has them for you next time. So we'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Serving you and your family.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosca Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air, call Bosca and we'll be there.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
This is Chip Lusko, General Manager of KNKT and Star 88, and we have an opening in my office for a media assistant. After more than 4 years, Heidi Houston is accompanying her new husband to Europe, where he serves in our armed forces. While I'm happy for Heidi and Connor, I am now in need of a full-time assistant who can work with me on various radio and TV projects locally and on multimedia national and international outreaches for Connection Communications. Media experience is helpful, but not mandatory. A grasp of social media is required, and you need to be flexible. At The Connection, we move fast, think big, and try to have fun as we fulfill our primary task of preaching and teaching the gospel. If this sounds attractive to you, apply at calvarynm.church/jobs. That's calvarynm.church/jobs.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Please call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. We're on the phone with Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling. Jennifer's been contributing on this program since we started, since show number one, Jennifer.
Wow, I did not realize that. That's really fun.
Well, and it was funny because I don't know how I found you. We've had a couple of different people that have really done a good job with us with nutrition and those kind of things. And I was looking for someone that didn't just know about supplements, but also knew about food itself. And we'll mention supplements a little bit later. In fact, I've got a supplement question from one of our listeners that emailed me today. But I looked you up, and I did a Google search, and I called you, and then I didn't get a hold of you, but I mentioned your name to somebody, and they said, oh, yeah, she's over at this church. And so then I found out that you were a Christian, and, boy, it's just been really nice to have you on the show, and our listeners really appreciate all that you have to say to us.
That's great. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, let's talk now about the response to your self-control series.
Yeah, this has been, you know, I always joke, but it's not really a joke. I really benefit so much from writing some of these things, even just for myself. You know, obviously my goal is to, you know, benefit my readers and to get them really thinking about things. But as I'm writing them, I am always, you know, convicted of things. I am challenged. I come up with questions that I'm just really excited to dig into. And so it's really been a good series for me. So, so we're looking really in depth at self-control and what does the Bible say about it and how does it relate to our food and nutrition. And so there's been a few really wonderful, simple truths that we have learned about self-control. And I hear this all the time. I have clients that come to me and they say, well, I just don't have any willpower. Willpower is the word that people often use when they're talking about self-control. And I actually prefer to use the word self-control because it is more of a biblical concept. Willpower implies dieting. And, you know, if anybody knows me at this point, and you do too, Jim, you know that I am not a fan of dieting.
Yes.
So, in fact, I was working on a couple of creative projects this morning called Just Say No to Diets. So I'm not a fan of diets. And I think the word willpower really implies food restriction. It implies dieting. It implies food restriction. And it's not fun, right? Nobody wants to have to use willpower. So I really prefer the word self-control. And there's a couple of things that we've learned about self-control in this newsletter. And the first one is, if you believe in Jesus, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, and the Holy Spirit actually gives you the fruits of the Spirit. And so we can look to Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, and we can see a good list of the fruits of the Spirit. And one of these fruits is self-control. And so as Christians, it's really not appropriate for us to say we don't have any self-control. Now, we may not have a lot of it, or we may not be practicing it all the time, but we do have it. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, obviously, I think we all sort of know this, but with this newsletter, we really dug into what are the benefits of practicing self-control, and then what are the warnings that the Bible gives us about lacking self-control. So that was really good, just to give us, you know, some motivation to grow in it. And then this is where I've been the last couple of weeks with the self-control series, as we've been looking at, okay, you know, how do we actually grow in this fruit, right? That's really what most people want to know, especially related to, you know, food and nutrition, you know, and in your case, Jim, you know, how do I use my self-control to stop eating those Lay's potato chips, right? So this growth aspect has been really where we've been focusing the last few weeks. And I love it when God does this. But in the Bible study that I'm doing right now, we're going through the book of John. And last week, we were in John chapter 15, which is the imagery of the vine and the branches, and how when we abide in Christ, we bear a lot of fruit. And so practically, when we're thinking about, okay, how do we grow in the fruit of self-control? Well, we need to grow and abide in Christ. And so we just looked at, you know, how does that look? What do we do to abide in Christ? And then, you know, along with that growth in abiding, we grow in self-control. And so we're kind of continuing on right now in that thread, and just looking at how can we grow in self-control. And it's really been challenging, and it's really been, I have found a lot of joy actually in learning about this, you know, and a lot of empowerment too. You know, I think sometimes when we have failed you know, multiple times in this area of self-control, we sort of start to feel like maybe we can't do it, or that it's too hard, or whatever. And so learning about it has, I've really felt like it's been empowering too, just knowing that there are a lot of practical ways to grow in self-control.
Well, I may have made a mistake, you know, joking around about potato chips, but I am 100% serious that I literally believe I'm a chipaholic. If I have chips, I can't stop eating them. But this, I want to really talk about this from a serious perspective, because we know about addictions and we've talked about food addictions. So Jennifer, do you have a concept? Address Christians that might have this perception. Some Christians, you know, I guess what I'm getting at is I think some Christians think that we should have a faith that is great enough to go to the store, buy 5 bags of Lay's potato chips, and never touch them. And I don't think that's scriptural. I think the Bible says, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In other words, if you're an alcoholic, you don't want to hang out in a bar because you're making provision for your flesh. Same thing with me. I just got to not buy chips, and I have no problem.
Yep, that's exactly right, Jim. There's, you know, we can make using our self-control easier for us by being smart about some of these situations, right? So it's not an either or. And also self-control isn't like some magical thing that you just pray for and all of a sudden you have it, right? And like you said, food addiction is a real thing, especially sugar. And the food addiction is actually perpetuated when we try to restrict foods. So this is a huge reason why I am not a fan of diets, because every time we try to cut something out, there's something psychological that happens in our brain that actually makes us want it more. And so, you know, one of the things I work with my clients is, you know, we've got to kind of identify these food rules that we have for ourselves. And we really have to work to get rid of those food rules so that eventually we can start incorporating that food to some extent in our diets and not be so worried about it. I think there's a lot of anxiety around some of these food rules that we create for ourselves. And I think there's both and. We have to really be smart about our environment. So like you said, if the chips are an issue, then we just shouldn't buy them. And maybe that's just for a time until we grow that self-control in the area of food a little bit further, then maybe it's possible later on that we can add those chips back and we will be able to control it. But a lot of times especially in the initial steps of trying to do this, we do have to get rid of some foods for a time. And, you know, of course, there's always medical exceptions where somebody might have a medical issue with a certain food. And so in that case, of course, we would want to, you know, we want to restrict some foods and cut some foods out. But in general, you have to be both smart and you have to work on growing that self-control. So it's both.
And Jennifer, a lot of the recipes that you have actually are designed so that they provide you adequate nutrition, but they also have a way to create a, well, they don't create it. What they do is the food that you recommend makes it so we don't crave other foods.
Right. Well, I think that's a big, with nutrition in general, I think the better nutrition the food is giving you, the less cravings you're going to have. And so, you know, it's a hard cycle to break because you know, like sugar, for example, it's like a vicious cycle. You start eating it and then you crave it more. And so you eat more and then you crave it more, you know, and it just keeps snowballing. And a lot of foods are like that. And healthy foods are like that too. The more you eat healthy, the more you crave the healthy foods. And so it's a matter of kind of breaking that cycle and flipping it so that we start creating those healthier food cravings.
Jennifer, I want to mention to our audience, there is quite a prevalence now of type 2 diabetes, and you are a certified diabetic educator, and they might also employ your talents and abilities in helping them design meals and things to lower their blood glucose levels and maybe even go into remission on type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, I actually, I'm working with a gentleman right now who, you know, we've been working together for not quite a year. He started with me last summer, and he has just made some amazing changes in his diet, and he essentially has reversed his type 2 diabetes at this point. So he called me, you know, right after he was diagnosed, and his doctor told him that he may have to go on medications, and he said, give me 3 months and let me see what I can do. And so within that 3 months, he called me and we started working together. And, you know, it's all about balance. It's all about knowing how the foods affect your blood sugar and then learning how your body works so that you can change some of your eating habits to, you know, to create having less of a spike in blood sugar. And so he's done that very well. And, you know, we're still working together, but honestly, at this point, he doesn't really need me anymore. I think he comes to me every month, you know, with some really good questions and just a desire to learn a little bit more. But I think that's what most people need. They need a little guidance. They need to know how to get started. And then my goal is to send people off. I want to teach people how to do this long term. And, you know, I miss my clients so much when I call it graduating, when they graduate. But that's my goal. I don't want to see people forever. I want to teach them the tools to be able to do this on their own.
Jennifer Bryant is NourishNutritionCounseling.com. She has all kinds of services, a lot of free resources at that website. Encourage you to sign up for her Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health newsletter. She also has just amazing recipes, which I've used frequently. You've heard me mention that. When we come back, Jennifer's been working on a book. We're going to ask her about that a little bit, and then we're going to talk about her gut health class coming up. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Early Christian education should glorify God by providing an orderly, nurturing, and stimulating atmosphere for students exploring the world around them. Calvary Preschool strives to do just that. Each child who attends grows mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually as they interact with a loving, caring group of adults and peers. Registration for the 2021-2022 school year opens on February 16th. Visit CalvaryChurchPreschool.com today for more information. That's CalvaryChurchPreschool.com.
Hi, this is a Money Wise Minute with teacher Rob West.
The sin of pride is often at work when we fail to follow God's financial principles, the most important of which is that God owns everything. But pride tells us that we own the things God has entrusted to us and that we're not just His stewards. Pride leads to bad financial decisions, and they run the gamut. Maybe you refuse to shop at discount stores because you feel above that. Maybe you have credit card debt because you think you deserve more than God provided. Or you buy too fancy a car or too big a house. Those are serious financial mistakes that can often be traced back to pride. Proverbs 16 warns, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And that applies to our finances as much as anything else.
Coming up on A Daily Walk.
When the message of the gospel becomes increasingly offensive and Bibles are being burned in the streets by a blinded and callous culture calling for us to literally kneel and bow before an antichrist agenda, we must stand.
Don't miss our next study in Acts on A Daily Walk with John Randall.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, on the phone with us this afternoon. Jennifer, are you going to remember the small people in your life when your book becomes a bestseller?
Oh, I love that, Jim. So yes, my book is, my first book is finished.
And nice.
I know. And what I've come out, so I'm still going to try to get that one published. I may end up self-publishing it, actually, but I'm doing two things with it. Maybe as I'm getting it published or maybe before, I'm not sure what the timeline will look like. But what I decided to do is I'm working on developing a program that is based on my book for people to be able to sign up to do sort of this. It's kind of going to be a self-directed study program where they have access to all the modules online and they just work through it at their own pace. And so that's kind of my next project. Of course, I'll let you know in the next month when that's available. And I'm hoping that some of our listeners will take advantage of that. And that will be, so I won't be doing one-on-ones with that. I'll probably have a couple of group sessions or Q&A sessions along with that program. But so my thought is I'd really like that to be a little more affordable than some of my one-on-one visits, just so more people can get involved. So I'm really, really excited about that. I think that's going to be an excellent program, and I'm working hard on that right now. And then the other thing I'm doing is I'm actually working on a second book that is specifically about self-control.
And it sounds like you know a lot about that. Because you don't eat Lay's potato chips.
I do, not very often, but I do. I do enjoy a good potato chip.
You know, I was joking around, but again, this is really not a joke because I'm totally serious. I can't have Lay's potato chips around. The other thing I can't do is I can't go, and COVID's helped me a little bit. I feel badly that I haven't been able to go to as many restaurants and I'm excited now to be able to go to restaurants, but I love to go to Garduño's and eat salsa. I love to go to Sadie's and eat queso with chips. And I love to go to El Bruno's because they have these crazy like pita chips that you can dip in this cheese. And I know that stuff isn't good for me, but I just love it so much.
Well, and you know, Jim, it's all about balance, right? Because we know, obviously, that the main purpose of food is to nourish our bodies and give us energy. And, you know, the Lord made us to need food multiple times a day, right? And so that's the number one reason for it. But if you look at Scripture, the Lord also made it to be pleasurable. So it's totally okay to actually enjoy food and even to enjoy foods that maybe aren't 100% healthy. I think that's totally okay.
And if you're doing 90% of the good stuff and you have once in a while you try some queso or something, you're okay.
Yes, exactly. It's all about balance and it's all about moderation.
Well, and again, my problem is if I sit down at any of the restaurants I just mentioned, I'll be in a conversation with people, love to fellowship over food. Breaking bread is my favorite thing where you just have some time with people, everybody's relaxed, but then I'll look down at the basket of chips that's been refilled like six times and they're all gone again.
Yep.
That is just blowing it. And I just have to stop doing that.
Well, and now what you're talking about, Jim, is actually an issue that a lot of people have, which is where we're sort of doing this mindless eating thing where we're not really thinking about it because we're distracted with something else. And in your case, or in a lot of cases, it's a good thing, right? Like we're having a good social, time, a good conversation. And so it's not a bad thing that we're distracted with, but we do need to work on being a little more intentional about what we're putting into our mouth.
Well, let's talk now about gut health. You mentioned that there are different conditions, a lot of people experiencing irritable bowel syndrome and other kinds of things, celiac disease, and all kinds of things. So talk to us a little bit about your class coming up on March 30th.
Yeah, so this is a class that I'm doing in partnership with the YMCA, and I'm calling them my Lunch and Learn classes, and I've been doing these for a little while now. They're so much fun. I was doing them actually on location at the YMCA here in Albuquerque, but I am now doing them online. We'll see if we get to go back in person. I do actually have a few people, though, even from out of state, that have been coming to my online classes. And so, anyway, I'm trying to figure out a way to let everybody in, you know, somehow. But they're still online for now. And I'm really, really enjoying these classes. This month, at the end of the month on March 30th, we're doing it's a gut health class. And so this is, you know, we're just learning so, so much about gut health. I think we talk about this topic, Jim, every time I am on your show. But it's so important. We're really learning that our gut health is related to so many other parts of our health, our brain health, our immunity. You know, there's so much of our immune system that actually happens in our gut. And so it's so, so important to keep our guts healthy. And so that's really what we're talking about in class, is how to keep our gut healthy and, you know, what are some of the specific foods that we want to be eating. We're going to talk a lot about probiotics. What are some good probiotic strains? What should you be looking for if you're looking for a supplement? And then also, how can we get good probiotics from foods? And then the second part of this is, you know, not only consuming the probiotics, which are the live bacteria that are in our guts, but we're also going to look at how can we feed those good bacteria so that we can keep them in our gut and keep them healthy. And the way that we do that is by consuming prebiotics. And that's really just a fancy word for fiber. And so we're going to look a little bit at how to incorporate more fiber in our diets, which most of us, I think there's a statistic in America, we get about half of what we need every day for fiber.
So our listeners can go to nourishednutritioncounseling.com and they can sign up for your Lunch and Learn on March 30th, 11:30 a.m. How do they do that?
Yeah, good question. So right now, actually, the best way to do that would be to probably send me a message through my website and just let me know you want to sign up for the class, and I'll send you instructions on how to register. Or the other way is that since this class is in partnership with the YMCA, you can actually register through the YMCA's website. So the web address for the YMCA is www.ymcacnm, and that stands for Central New Mexico, .org. So people can sign up online through the YMCA as well.
All right. All I'm seeing right now is the Village People singing YMCA.
we usually don't do that in class, but that would be really fun.
Oh, yeah. Steve's cautioning me. He called what I just did singing, which that's not true. So I don't think we have any copyright infringement at all, Steve. I'm sure of it. Hey, we're on the phone with Jennifer Bryant. When we come back, I've got a couple things I want to ask you, Jennifer, when we come back. You mentioned intentional eating and kind of how I drift off into conversation and don't even realize what I'm eating. So I want to ask you about intentional eating and, you know, honoring our hunger. Those are terms that you've used. Intuitive eating is another. And then I want to have you ask or answer a few questions from some of our listeners. So that's how we'll spend our last segment. We'll be right back with Jennifer Bryant. Stay with us.
The aftermath of 2020 has left so many of us wrestling with questions about the future and wondering what's next. Here's Skip Heitzig.
That's a question, by the way, that people ask anytime there is a catastrophe, any kind of catastrophic event causes people to ask the question, what's next? If there's a car accident that happens, well, what's next? I'm going to be able to walk after this? If a disease strikes someone, what's next? Am I going to be cured? If somebody we love dies, we ask, what's next? Am I going to be able to go on?
We want to help you live with confidence, no matter what the future holds, by sending you a powerful collection of Easter weekend messages from Skip Heitzig on the hope of the resurrection.
Anything's possible if the one who said he's going to die and rise again died and rose again. That means all of the promises Jesus ever made are possible and can come true. That's why it's called The Living Hope.
The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig is a DVD collection of six life-changing Easter messages. And it's our thanks for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to the living hope of Jesus Christ. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
Getting fit. This is Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision for Life. The guys at All Pro Dad let me know that May is National Fitness Month. That means it's time to get fit. Your health and fitness can be one of your biggest assets or worst liabilities. It will affect how you interact with your family, how you perform at work, and the enjoyment of your overall life. Having vision for life isn't just made up of spiritual principles or applications, but it also entails thinking long-term and making practical changes along the way to get you to your destination. You know, today's an opportunity for you to make progress. Ephesians 5:15-17 states, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Get moving in the right direction and seek to be fit in every area of your life.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, Nurse Nutrition Counseling, with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. One of my favorite segments is just to talk to you, Jennifer, about eating this, because I know you have new recipes all the time on your website. I usually go to it, you know, once or twice a week. I get your newsletter, as I've already mentioned to it. And I want to just, you know, thank you for providing those resources to it. You also did some work. I have my fourth child. One of my daughters is a type 1 diabetic, and you did some work with her, and that was really helpful. And I think I have a pretty good handle on what your services are and how you do things, and I can highly recommend you to any of our listeners. And I am happy, if you ever want to call me at the station, and give us a call at 338-5790. I also want you to call Jennifer while she's on the air if you have a question for her at 338-5790. Before I take a couple questions from the emails that I've received, Jennifer, I want you to define a couple of terms for us. Intuitive eating, honoring our hunger. What do those things, what do those terms mean?
Yeah, this kind of goes along with a lot of what we've already talked about today about, just kind of changing our overall habits and lifestyle rather than focusing on a particular diet. I think fad diets in general are one of these, it's like the nemesis of all dietitians. We just really don't like diets, and there's good reason for that. You know, there's a lot of research that really shows that diets really don't work, and most people end up regaining their weight, if not more, and it just leads to health problems down the road, this sort of up and down and food restriction. And so when we say intentional eating, really what we're talking about is we're talking about bringing our eating habits back to quote unquote normal. So when I say normal, I think about kids. You know, my kids, they will go to a birthday party and they will eat, you know, whatever's at the party, pizza, you know, hamburger, whatever's there. And then it will be cake time and they will eat half of their cake. And then they'll say, Mom, my tummy's actually really full. Do I have to eat this? You know, and the answer, of course, is no, you do not have to finish your cake. But I think as adults, we forget that, you know, we forget to pay attention to our bodies. And so intuitive eating is bringing back that intention with paying attention to our hunger, acknowledging our hunger. If we're physically hungry, we should eat. it should not be a good thing to go hungry, to make yourself wait to eat. If you're feeling hungry, you should eat. It's also, conversely, it's also feeling when we're full. I think a lot of us have lost that ability to really understand when our body feels full. And so we just continue eating, even though, you know, we really shouldn't. We're not hungry anymore, right? And, you know, it also involves things like, you know, making peace with food. I think over the years, as the diet culture has poisoned our minds about this, we really see food as an enemy. I think a lot of us feel like food is the thing that makes us fat. And there's just a lot of bad thoughts about it that are going on in our brains because of what our culture has told us. And so it's really just getting back to the intended purpose of food, which we mentioned earlier, to, you know, number one, nourish our bodies, but food is also supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be pleasurable. We're supposed to enjoy eating. And then along with that, paying attention to our bodies, eating when we're hungry, stopping when we're full, you know, 90% of the time, making good choices, but leaving room, you know, for some of those quote unquote fun foods. It's really all of that. So those are all concepts that I really help teach my clients as we go through the counseling process. It's really getting back to, you know, how food was intended to be by God.
One of the things that's fun for me that I enjoy very much is coffee. But I drink coffee black. And I'm always entertained by the discussions with people that are having coffee with me about whether they're going to use NutraSweet, sugar, honey, stevia, monk fruit, Splenda. What about all these sweeteners, Jennifer?
Yeah, really, this is a really good question. I'd love to spend a little bit more time on it, probably more time than we have. But really, you know, there's three different main kinds of sweeteners. And so we've got the artificial sweeteners, which are the NutraSweets, the Splenda, it's the sweeteners that really don't have any nutritional value. They just provide sweetness for us. Then we've got the sugar alcohols, which are sort of somewhere in between a sugar sweetener and an artificial sweetener. The sugar alcohols can have some nasty side effects, though, if you eat too many. So they can cause some digestive disturbances. That's my nice way of saying it on the radio. And then we've also got the sweeteners that actually do provide carbohydrates and sugars for us. And that would be like the honey and the agave and the monk fruit. And so we have to, you know, we have to kind of look at balance with all of these. And when you're looking at gut health particularly, then I would say choosing a honey or a pure maple syrup would be probably one of your best choices, because some of those artificial sweeteners actually do disrupt our gut health. And this is actually one of the theories, it's not proven, but it's one of the theories and maybe why we're having more and more health issues, is because we have some of these artificial sweeteners and people think that they're harmless, and so we're eating more and more of them. But obviously there's too much of anything is going to cause us some issues. So there's lots of different options, but I think the honey and the pure maple syrup are probably my two top picks. I actually do have an article about this on my website, too. So if people want to maybe do a quick search on that helpful tools page for sugars, they can find some more information about this. But with the honey and the maple syrup, we also have to remember that, you know, they do contain sugar, even though it's natural. So we still want to be careful with how much we're using.
Now, I think I maybe misdirected the conversation to what you have in your coffee, but can you have a sugar substitute when you bake or anything like that? Will honey and these kind of things work when you bake?
Yeah, honey and maple syrup usually work well when you bake. It depends on what you're baking, of course. Cookies tend to be a little more forgiving than, let's say, a cake. And then especially, you know, living here in Albuquerque, we're at high elevation, and so that makes everything with baking a little bit more tricky. I always tell people too, sugar is not necessarily a bad thing to be using. We just need to be careful that we're not overdoing it, which most people do. So.
And I want to mention something. I have wonderful parents. I still have them, fortunately, and they did a great job. But I do want to point out something that I think they learned that wasn't too great for us. I have three younger sisters, and I can remember my mom taking a gallon pitcher, filling it up with water, and then throwing in, I want to say, 3 cups of white sugar and then a little packet that was red that said Kool-Aid on it. That could not have been good for us.
You know, I think you're probably right about that one, Jim. Yep.
Well, and then I thought, being a parent myself, that growing up, my kids should be drinking cranberry juice. So, of course, I was going out and buying Ocean Spray cranberry juice, which then I find out is really just loaded with sugar. It's not that great for you.
Yep. 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 And that's, I mean, we've got to just be mindful of the sugar. And like we were saying earlier, sugar is definitely one of our foods that can be addictive. So we have to be careful with that. Yep.
So I want to skip down to one of the questions that came in after we started the program. How does medicine affect vitamins and minerals? And do we sometimes need supplements?
Yes, that's a really good question. And the answer is yes. There are definitely some medications that can disrupt our vitamin and mineral absorption, in particular. And so really, really good example, probably a lot of our listeners are taking, it's a drug that typically helps with blood sugar control. It's called metformin. So doctors will prescribe this for pre-diabetes. They'll prescribe it for type 2 diabetes, and they will also prescribe it for polycystic ovarian syndrome. Sometimes it's actually a pretty great drug overall. It has, few side effects. It's really inexpensive, but one of the side effects is that it depletes your vitamin B12 stores. And so it's really, really important that people who are on that medication, are taking extra B12. And I would really, really hope that the doctor that prescribes the medication for you would make you aware of this side effect. But this is one of the good reasons to read that little package insert that comes with your medication, because it's also listed on there. So,
and Jennifer,
just one example.
Yeah. Do you sometimes consult with people and send them to get lab tests, like blood tests, and then you can use that in your consulting with them?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I do work with a lot of the primary care doctors, and we will request a couple of certain, nutrition labs, things like that. And so that's always helpful. Yeah.
I like that a lot. Tell us one more time about genetic testing and how we can find out how foods affect us through that process.
Yeah, genetic testing. I don't know why it was like the beginning of the year. I've had a lot of people very interested in the genetic testing again. So this is one of my favorite tests to do. It's simple. They send you a little kit. You send in some of your saliva and you get your results in usually about 3 weeks. It tells you lots of great things. It tells you, if you have a risk for certain vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And so that's really helpful because you can know which foods to focus on. It also will tell you how your body responds to, certain fats or protein in relation to your metabolism. It will tell you which types of physical activities work best for your body. There's just so many great things that it can tell you. And one of the things that I love too, I actually have as part of my business, I have access to a software program where if you've already done your 23andMe or your ancestry, I can actually put that information in and give you more information about your nutrition.
Jennifer Bryan, I love talking to you. I'll look forward to our next conversation 3 or 4 weeks from now, and I'll send you an invitation. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.